Welcome back to the Paranormal Girl Podcast. I am your host, Kristen. Since the start of this show, I have wanted to attend a paranormal convention. Guess what? I just booked tickets to my first. The Oregon Ghost Conference is being held March 24th through the 26th at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center, and I am stoked, dudes. I'm stoked. I've never been to one. So this one has a lot of really neat speakers lined up and is offering some pretty fabulous classes, a couple of which I have already booked. I will be attending one called Properly Applied Skepticism in Paranormal Research and Psychology and the Paranormal. I mean, I feel as if these were tailor-made to suit my purposes. Lee and I are going to divide and conquer somewhat. He is going to attend one called ABCD EVP, which sounds awesome. And then we're going to share and compare notes after we're all done. I'm super excited for this. I can't even tell you. And hey, any listeners out there who are also planning to attend the Oregon Ghost Conference, hit me up. Let's meet up. I would love that. I look forward to seeing you there. A quick word from our sponsors, and then we are going to get to today's guests. Support for the Paranormal Girl Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. The leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming are once again revolutionizing the men's hygiene game with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Say goodbye to your stubble trouble and tame his mane. Save 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com and using code PNG. We have talked about the brush, the comb, the beard oil, the beard shampoo and conditioner, but the Beard Hedger Pro Kit would not be complete without the Beard Hedger, now would it? I think not. The Beard Hedger is a premium beard sculpting machine. It is cordless, waterproof. It comes with a rotary wheel that gives you the option for 20 different hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no additional stuff cluttering up your space. It is also equipped with a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on hair and smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency. Pair this beast with any or all of the items found in the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, and you've got yourself one sick lil' hygiene regimen. A sexy, nicely sculpted beard does not need to be some tricky feat, you guys. Give it a shot and save 20% off and free shipping when you use code PNG at manscaped.com. That is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com by using code PNG. Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. My guests recently celebrated their 100th episode. It was a fantastic show about Skinwalker Ranch. And after today's episode, you really should head over there and give it a listen. Alongside their supernatural inclinations, these guys have worked to create a welcoming community for mental health and anti-bullying. Along with a supportive collective of listeners, they affectionately refer to as creepies. What you see and hear is truly what you get with these boys. You can tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to enjoy their discussions about everything from ghosts to cryptids, haunted locations to UFOs. If it's paranormal and creepy, they're talking about it because they are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out. Enjoy.
That's my job. I get voluntold, right? And that's we are middle-aged and creeped out. I'm Sean.
I'm Nate. I'm the sound engineer.
And I'm Todd, one of the co-hosts.
And we do this podcast called Middle Aged and Creeped Out. And we've been doing this for almost 2 years. We're getting close to our anniversary in March.
March 13th.
March 13th coming up, yeah. And what we do, like you said, we talk about just about everything. We're a bit conversational. We're a bit zany and silly. We do it for guy time, but we also do it for the mental health support. We really try to build a community with that. We put out main episodes that drop every Wednesday and many episodes on Saturday afternoons. So we've been able to do that pretty consistently over the last almost couple of years.
Surprisingly, with three schedules.
We come from three different worlds too. So
Yeah.
It's hard to get anything to line up, even if it's just, you know, two people getting together. But so I get that, trying to get the schedules to line up. And you all work, like, you know, outside of this as well. So it's tough to juggle.
Work is a relative term, but yes.
We go somewhere and they pay us.
They pay us to get there. Yeah.
Well, I am so glad that you mentioned that right off the bat. I was going to ask you, your call to action, every episode you give out the number for the suicide prevention hotline. And that is so important. You know, it's still not talked about enough. It's an important call to action. And I wanted to ask you about that. Why is that so important to you guys? Why did you choose that?
Kristen, when I started having the idea of doing a podcast, I wanted to do the creepy fun stuff. But I thought it's important to do something aside from just talking about the paranormal. And so the mental health is a big deal to me. I know it is for the, you know, Nate and Sean. I struggle with it. I struggle with depression and anxiety. You know, I've got family members that do, some friends, and I think pretty much everybody does in some sort of fashion to some degree. And I just wanted, you know, and when I asked Sean to jump on board to do the podcast with me, he was like, yeah, that's something that's important to him as well. And it is, Nate. And we just want to do something that helps people. So if it's giving out the number, if it's sharing our struggles, if it's, you know, like on our Facebook page, you know, we've built a community where, hey, if you've got something to share and it's keeping you down, or you just need a moment of, you just need to say something to somebody, you know, you need a prayer, a good word of encouragement. That's what we're here for. So it's to give a little bit, to give something back to our listeners and our followers, not just the paranormal stuff, which we enjoy greatly. And that's, you know, that's fun, but that's the best way I can describe it. You know, it's important. And like you said, it's not talked about enough. It really isn't, you know, right. And it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. I think it's only going to get worse, to be honest with you. And, you know, what's sad is, like, there's so many kids, you know, children that struggle with it at an early age. My wife is in education and has been for over 20 years. And now she's in the behavioral. And it's sad. It's what these kids deal with. I'm talking
bullying into it too.
Yeah, the bullying. We're anti-bullying. It's something, I mean, first and second graders are dealing with mental health issues, you know? So, yeah. So that's pretty much the reason.
We also came out of COVID. We're kind of that term gets thrown around a lot, but a COVID baby.
Yeah.
And so we got, you know, out of the midst or during the COVID, as things were starting to come, you know, out of the darkness a little bit, when we could get together, that's what Todd and I started talking about. Like, we just got together for dinner and we talk about like how much this sucks. You know, we need to do something that we feel like we can put back into the world, and something to bring fun back and guy time. And then the mental health was a big part of our discussion that we wanted to be part of. So it is something that it helped us to get through a really dark time, and then dark times that we're still trying to get out of. But yeah, that's been an exciting part of it. And I don't think that it would be as successful had we not had that piece of it and that part of it. So yeah, that means a lot to us.
Yeah.
It's, I know I've seen a lot of podcasts that they try to pick something that's, you know, important to them, kind of like their flag to carry. But what you guys are doing, you're just offering an incredibly safe space. I know with your community and all of that, offering that help, just extending that help. So just please keep doing it, because I know a lot of people struggle. So
thank you.
on that note, so it was your bright idea for this show, Todd.
Yes. Yeah. I've been listening to, my bright idea. That's a good way to put it. I wanted to do a podcast. It was July of 2019 when Jerry Polly of Hillbilly Horror Stories, he and his wife, Tracy, good friends of ours, he let me come to their house on a Saturday and see how it all happens, how the podcast world, you know, how it happens. So I had dinner with him, and then he's like, well, let's go upstairs. At that time, it was in their bedroom, their studio. And they let me sit in on a podcast episode. And I thought I was just there to observe, because that's all I really, you know, I was taking notes and things. And then he introduced me, and I was like, and he goes, hold on, time out. He goes, you got to say your name. I go, I didn't know I was coming on the show, you know? So I literally was like, as they're recording, I was able to, you know, interact a little bit. But yeah, so probably I've been listening to podcasts 2016, 2017, something like that. And then 2019 is when I was like, okay, I want to see how this works, how the podcast, from the recording to the editing, you know, how the setup works. So
you still don't know how the editing works.
I don't.
that's Nate's world.
Yeah. I would have big Nate here.
He's so, the glue.
Yeah. So after that, I was hooked. I'm like, this has got to happen. I have got to start a podcast. Now, I wasn't sure what kind, because I'm a big sports fan. You know, I like business. So I kicked it around a lot. And I thought, no, paranormal, that's the way to go. I want to do that. And so I was like thinking about, and Sean kept encouraging me. He's like, you need to do a podcast. You'd be great. You like to talk and you'd be done. I'm like, you know. Well, then I thought, you know what? It'd be fun to do a podcast with somebody else. So I have a partner, you know. So that's how this guy came on.
So after three people said no, he came to me. No, I'm kidding. Four. I miscounted.
So I thought, you know what? Who would I like to have on with me as a co-host? And I'm like, Sean Lehman. So I was like, that's, you know, he's a talker like me. We you know, and I knew he liked the paranormal. We had shared some stories.
We had dinner because nobody else would come out, just us, you know, and we talk about some of these experiences and, you know, things that we enjoyed. And it was like, this is, he started saying that he was going to do it. And I started listening to podcasts about 2018 or so. I listened to Rogan and then I started branching out, listening to other ones. And I just loved the art of conversation is something that I think gets lost. And that's what podcasts bring to us. And I think that it's one of those things where I thought, man, I don't want to sit there and listen even for an hour, somebody's conversation. But when I started listening, it was surprising how interesting it is. So when he asked me at first, I was like, I'm too busy. There's no way I'll run out of things to say. But more we talked about it, we were almost like little kids trying to think about like how this can happen. And the more we talked about it, we let our 12-year-old selves come out and just start, you know, what if, and what, you know, our imaginations took a hold and we just never looked back.
Yeah. And you know what, that I always think that the conversation, like I'm not going to know what to say. I'm not going to know what to ask, but it just goes, because like you know, that's how you found your subject, the right subject, because it's fluid, man. Like you get into it and you just do you feel like that young kid again. It's like, this is so cool. This is just fun, so cool. Yeah. Have fun. Did you say earlier March 10th? You guys started March 10th?
Oh, March 13th.
Oh, March 13th. Oh, okay.
That was the first episode drop. Yep. So
we actually recorded in January.
January 6th. Yeah.
Well, what happened was I got COVID. So I missed just about a month of work. And then, so we had to put the podcast on hold. Yeah. So we recorded. I got sick literally 2 or 3 days after that. And then the week I was supposed to go back to work after COVID, I got a kidney stone. And that was horrible. So I missed that week. So I'm like, guys, just hang in there. And I remember Sean, I think Jenna,
my wife said,
is he really wanting to still do the podcast? He's like, well, I think so. And I'm like, I do. I just, let me get back to
that. Maybe.
Yeah. And so
he's all hooked up to life support in the back. Yeah, I was really? Like, I want to do this.
Yeah, middle-aged and almost dead. So that was why the little pause there for a month and a half or so, and then a couple months. So yeah. And then, but then once we got, we dropped it March 13th and haven't missed yet.
March 10th is my sister's birthday and March 12th is your birthday.
March 12th's my birthday.
And then 13th is our anniversary. So there's a lot going on during that little period of time.
Okay. I misheard because March 10th is my anniversary. So I was like,
oh, cool.
Oh my gosh. But you guys are, you got some months on me. So, all right. Well, you know what? I really want to, this is one of my favorite parts of the show, these conversations. I want to get into your personal experiences. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. You know what? We all are like, oh, you know, I didn't have anything dramatic. I didn't have much, blah, blah, blah. A lot of us are that way. And then you start spilling and it's like, what? So let's jump in. Who wants to start? I want to hear, what was that thing that just sent you on this path? What was that thing that made you believe? Something that happened in childhood, anything, go for it.
I know for me, ever since I was a kid, I was always kind of I mixed well. I would say I'm a social chameleon. Like even in high school, I would mix with, you know, the cool kids and the jocks and the smart kids and the loners and whatever, you know. So I could kind of mix, but I always felt out of place, you know, like the weird kid. And when I was in early on in my working career, somebody actually pointed out, like, you're a weirdo. And I'm like, oh, I thought that was a bad thing. And she's like, no, it's a good kind of weird. Like, you are a genuine soul. And so I've always, since I was young, I've always had that desire to help people. And when I was younger, I went from wanting to be a doctor to wanting to be a minister, all these different little things. And then I've come into being being an occupational therapist. So, but the funny thing is I've had weird dreams throughout my life. Even when I was a kid, I used very vivid dreams. And so, you know, in my 20s, I started having out of body experiences, like late 20s and into my 30s. And so I've had those enough that it's just like, I know that there's something else out there. It's beyond a regular dream. And so that's, you know, and I've had a lot of like interactions with people that have passed on, you know, and I'm not sure exactly how to take that. A lot of like my grandmother, my uncle, and, you know, different people that have gone on before me. And it's almost like they're trying to tell you something, you know? So I've always had that thought of what, you know, I have my own faith and beliefs, you know, religious and spiritual beliefs, but those experiences make me just, you know, even wonder more, you know, I want to know like what is out there. And so that's, I love to hear people's experiences. And the funny thing is, even in all that, I'm still very skeptical. Like, I want to know that, you know, if there's some kind of a science behind it, or, you know, there's a lot of things are explainable through, you know, logic and reason and science, but there are some things out there that can't be explained. But I never went like searching to like, hey, I want to get out of my body. I remember the first time it happened, I was with my son, and he always, when my wife worked nights, and he was at an age where he just liked to be in the bed when she wasn't there. So he's like, can I sleep with you? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Well, once I got him to settle down, I remember laying down. I was so tired. I just fell asleep. And I had this dream that I was in like this big, large cabin or a lodge, but I was floating over everybody else. And everybody, you could hear everybody's conversations and just different things going on. It was multisensory, very strange. And then all of a sudden I felt like I was in the middle of like outer space. And I remember thinking, just lay back and relax. And I felt like I had come out of my body, and I started having this, I don't know whether you call it, it's an out of body experience, but like through space and time. And it feels like it went on forever, but then it couldn't have been very long, because when I woke up, my son was still, you know, laying next to me. But you know, the communication was this, it's like an angel or a being, you know, you can say it looked like an alien, but it also could have been an angel. So I don't know, but it was sitting there and it talked very, very like loud and quickly. And I remember I thought, don't get anxious or this will all go away. Right. And I remember it trying to tell me all this stuff. And I said, talk slower and louder. And I just thought it in my head, and it did. Immediately the volume came down and it went slower, but there was so much information that it was hard to take in. And I remember there being a screen, it looked like a rainbow screen of just information that was trying to be like downloaded for me. And I was like, I'm either too dumb or just like, you know, I'm a human being. I can't take in all this interdimensional or multi-level stuff. But it was there was bliss. There was love. There was like it's okay kind of feeling to take with me. And then when it was over, I just dropped back in my body. It was almost like a physical drop. And I remember, it was about 3 a.m. because I remember waking up and I wrote down the whole experience. And I remember like praying to God, like, and thanking him for that experience, because it was like all these times I've always wondered, you know, if there's something else out there, there was like this guide for me or somebody that was out there watching for me. And it, like I said, it was wrapped in bliss and love and comfort. And so that was wonderful.
Right. Oh my God. That was your first experience?
That would be my first. Yes. That was my first.
Wow.
there's more, but my gosh, we could, we'll have to say.
Jumped right in on that.
I did.
I mean, my limited knowledge of astral projection, I'm really thinking back to a conversation I had with Vincent Fields, who'd been doing it for decades, but his more advanced, you know, adventures out of body were exactly like that. He's like, you're going through, you know, different dimensions and time periods and just all of this, and understanding this grander, like blissful, you know, plan, like just feeling that, knowing that, like, whoa, you know, that blows me away. So that's incredible.
Yeah. And the weirdest thing is, it's not like I sat down, you know, to read books and like, hey, this is what I want to do or practice or study or whatever. It just happened. You know, I've had those experiences too, where like you hear your name called at the end of the bed, or, you know, or waking up and I'm like, I'm just probably dreaming, but it's very realistic. And there have been times where I'd seen what I considered definitely angels, like presenting themselves over me and trying to get my attention, but I was so scared that they just disappear. And it was like, okay, so those are the things that, like, something's going on, but you feel silly to ask. This is, you know, the community we try to build. We want to make sure that people feel comfortable talking about these things, because it is like in a normal conversation, people just be like, okay, he needs to be on medicine. He needs to be locked away for a little bit. He'll be okay. You know, that's, so you just don't talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
But we find so many people have experiences out there that are just, they're bizarre and they're not socially acceptable.
Right.
Right.
Nate?
I've always enjoyed horror genre movies growing up. So I've always been into that kind of stuff. And then as far as personal experiences, growing up, I never really had any experiences. But we've gone on a number of investigations now. And I've been lucky enough to have experiences during those trips. We went to Whispers Estate. That was the second one in one day. Went to Bobby Mackey's earlier that day.
Ooh.
My leg got pinched there, but then other than that, I mean, you guys had like headache or whatever over in the one corner
right
by the pool tables, but I didn't feel that. But then we ended up at Whispers Estate, and as I was coming out of the room that has the stairway up to the attic and going in, crossing the hallway to the master bedroom, the stairway for downstairs is right there at the end of the hall next to the door to the master bedroom. And as I walked across the hallway, I heard footsteps coming up the stairs. We're all upstairs. There's nobody downstairs. So I went running into the room and got, and I was following our friend Aaron Ignatz, paranormal investigator. And I was like, I just heard footsteps. And I was like freaking out. She's like, what, where? She goes running back out in the hallway. I was like, I'm not crazy. I heard him.
Well, she had that doll. What was it, the doll that had the,
yeah,
they call it Whispers Estate for a reason, because sometimes you hear children's whispers and all that kind of stuff. And you actually,
you had one of those touch sensitive teddy bears or whatever. So she set it in the daughter's room, and I couldn't see it, but where Aaron was sitting, she could see it. She's like, did you see that? I was like, no, I didn't see anything. She's like, the bear just fell over. And so that was like an experience that she had. But then later in the evening, her and I were sitting in that same master bedroom, and we started hearing tapping. So she kept talking with it, saying, can you do that again? And it'd do it again. And so it wasn't like crazy, crazy stuff happening, but I mean, nonetheless, it was evidence that something was happening. And then my favorite experience to this date was, we're at a Waverly Hills down in Louisville, and again with Aaron, and I was walking with Aaron and her mom down one of the hallways, and then I veered off into one of the rooms, but the window separating that room from the hallway wasn't, it was missing, like a lot of them. And as I walked in that room, I heard in my left ear a man sigh, just oh. And I sat there and I stopped, and Aaron goes, oh man, did you hear that? And I was like, what'd you hear? She's like, I heard a man sigh. And I was like, yep, that's what I heard too.
Oh, I didn't know she heard it too.
Yeah, she heard it.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard it.
And so, see, yeah, like stuff like that. I mean, that's just proof in itself. Like, you both heard the same thing, like separate, you know, apart, but you heard the same thing. Come on. That's yeah, incredible.
There's definitely, I've always felt in my heart that there's something beyond our life and what we can see, our spectrum. Every investigation that we've gone on now, I keep getting more and more evidence of there is truly something beyond.
Yeah. All right, Todd.
You know, it's hard. Like, Nate heard the footsteps on the stairs, you know, or whatever. And then the pinch, what was that? You said, is that
down in the basement.
I mean, who knows what it is, but some, like he said, something happened. There was something there. Now what it is, who knows, you know? What's funny, did you notice, Kristen, that Nate was always with Aaron, or Sean and I?
They make too much noise.
Guilty.
Yeah. I'll tell you about my personal experience, the one from 6-7 years ago, but Sean and I at Waverly, we had some decent sounds that we heard and we're like, okay, what's going on here? Because it wasn't us and it wasn't anybody else around.
We had several experiences at Waverly and some of it separate. And like with the they talk about the toys that the children's spirits play with. We saw evidence of that. We have a video of things that we cannot explain. And I look for trickery. I look for, is this wind or weather? Is it somebody trying to
right.
We could not find evidence of any of that. We heard chains. We heard, what was it? We were trying to say it was either high heels or doctors like hard-soled shoes coming down the hallway.
Yeah, he had said when that happened, we were like, did you hear that? And I'm like, yeah, I heard, it was some type of hard-soled shoe.
And we thought it was somebody went in our group, but nobody in our group had those kind of shoes. No. Nobody did. Mm-hmm. And they weren't on that same level. We looked around because I'm like, there has to be somebody here on this level. There was not.
And it was loud. It was loud. We both heard it and we're like, okay, both of us hearing it kind of confirmed something.
Again, it stopped me in my tracks. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you did. And he's like, did you hear that? I'm like, I did. I'm like, that's kind of creepy.
Aaron's mom was there and I heard Aaron, her mom and I were leaving the room. We were up where the balls were doing the weird stuff up in the top floor. And she and I left a room and we both heard like a grunt. It was somebody grunting. Like they weren't happy with us. And I told her, I was like, oh my gosh, did you just hear that? And she and I confirmed that we heard the same thing. And it just was weird. We're like, I think we need to get out of here. She's like,
there's something about that aspect of hauntings or, activity, the sound of hard heels on a wooden floor. Whether it's upstairs or in another room, like if that were me, I'd like to think that I would be brave and that's it. I'm out. I'm gone.
I kept going forward. I wanted to find, cause I just knew somebody was going to be there and they were not. So it gave me chills.
The one thing I forgot was at the very end of the night, I shined my red flashlight down the hallway cause we had to get to the stairway for the exit. And as we're looking down this hallway, there's a shadow figure popping its head out from behind the corner of the
we saw hallway. We did all see that.
And we all saw it. Like, we're all together as a group at that time. And it was like, did you guys see that? And I was like, yeah. And then we just kept seeing this head popping out.
Whoa. Oh, that's creepy.
Aaron's mom.
Wasn't having it. He flipped out. Like, mom, you have to go that way. We have to. It's okay. We're, she's like, no. And we did.
We had a dragger.
Waverly Hills is known for they're supposed to have the shadow figures popping out of the rooms, down the hall.
The creeper.
Yeah. And then there's supposed to be the creeper. I was disappointed we didn't see him, but
I think we brought him home with us, but we're not.
You're too loud.
I know. I'll tell you what, though, Waverly Hills did not disappoint. It's it's better than I thought.
That's what I've heard. And I'm sorry, the creeper, is he on the ceiling? Is that that place?
Yes, he's like the third floor or so. I don't know. Fourth, but he's supposed to
go anywhere.
He'll find someone that he likes and follow him around.
Oh no!
I was hoping that. I'm like, come on, man, let's go.
He wanted to bring him back for our studio.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
We were gonna have him as a guest, but I guess he didn't have any part of us. But he declined. In his own way. Yeah, Waverly was cool. Whispers Estate was cool. It was creepy. Bobby Mackey's is interesting. It's stuck in 1977, 1978. It's a honky-tonk, and nothing has been done to it to make it current or up-to-date, But
if there's a leak in the roof, you just slide a pan underneath
Right. That's kind of the maintenance. Nate was saying earlier, there's a section of pool tables, and they call it the Creepy Corner. And it's supposed to kind of have a heavy feeling, and a lot of people get headaches and don't feel well, the pressure. And did you say you did?
I did too.
Yeah. Sean and we walk over there. Well, they say like you put a billiard ball on the thing and it sometimes rolls by itself, and that didn't happen. But I was like, man, I got a headache. I'm starting to get that pressure. And Sean did too. And so I think that was about the only thing I had at Bobby Mackey's, but
and it went away as soon as we walked away from the corner, I kept thinking this isn't real, and I kind of was like, no, I'm feeling it.
And when I get a headache, it lasts.
Yeah, me too.
It's a couple hours at least.
Right.
My personal experience though, that's probably the creepiest, was I work at a church full time, Christian church, and we had it's not so much now, but we had this room. It's like the first aid room, and we have like a little futon, myself and even other employees, if you're not feeling well, or you just want to take a break on your lunch hour or whatever, you can lay down, And so I did, it was a Friday. I was exhausted. I was so tired and I was out. I mean, I had my phone. I always set my alarm so I know when to get up to go back to work. It was late afternoon and I just had to lay down. And so I have the phone on my chest. Well, it wakes me up and I could not move. I could not move. And I felt like something was pushing me down and I was wide awake. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't in some type, you know, I don't do drugs or anything. I wasn't drunk. I could not get up and I'm like, and I couldn't speak though. I was trying to yell to like somebody to help me and I couldn't get my words out. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And this lasted probably 10 or 15 minutes. And I just felt something was trying to keep me down and I didn't get scratched. I didn't hear anything, but I felt something. And that was pretty creepy. And finally I was just talking to myself, like, you've got to do everything you can, get the most energy you can, the most force, and just burst out of it, however that looks like, to get up. And that's what happened. I mean, I just had to like force myself up and I sat up and I'm like, what the heck was that? And I mean, I was out of there. I had never had it before since, but, and I didn't tell anybody because again, like we said, like they were like, what, you know, they would have thought I was making it up, but they just like, you know, maybe you were sleeping. I was not. I was wide awake.
Or that you were doing drugs and drinking on the job.
That could have been.
Sure.
Yeah. No, but it was scary. Like I said, I didn't feel, I don't know if it was an attack, but like something was, I don't know if they were just messing with me or whatever it was, whatever, you know, that's probably the most intense. But yeah, I was holding me down on that futon for a good 10, 15 minutes. But what was scary is I couldn't get my words out. I couldn't yell. I couldn't talk, you know, to
help
somebody pick me up or help me up, you know, so.
Yeah. Now you had been sleeping prior to that and then you came awake or you were just laying there.
Yeah, I was out. I was sleeping and then my alarm went off on my phone to wake me up and I reached to turn it off and then I couldn't get up. I could not get up.
Yeah.
Wide awake, ready to go. And something was holding me down. Whatever it was, I don't know.
Ooh, gosh. No, smoke, yeah.
No voices or anything. No. But it, yeah, I was like, I don't know why. I could not get up. I couldn't physically. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I was thinking like anybody skeptical listening to a story like that might be like, oh, that was just sleep paralysis. But like, you know, I've had brushes with sleep paralysis before and it's not like I'm specifically like I might be scared or whatever, cause it's nighttime, but like to feel held down and like, mm-hmm. you just, I mean, you're fully awake now and it's, yeah, that's. That sends a shiver up my spine, dude. That is creepy.
Yeah. It was creepy.
I am just less than middle-aged and creeped out.
That's hilarious.
One more thing I wanted to ask. So this might be a little deep, but are we all here have faith or like a secular foundation? I'm specifically asking Nate because I'm not sure.
Me? So, why'd I get?
I'm sorry. I mean, all of you, but I think I've heard, you know, I've heard you both talk about that.
I was raised Catholic and my beliefs are very Christian oriented. I do believe in higher power and.
Okay. Well, I was curious and I'm always curious to ask this with people with that strong faith, you know, foundation. How do you align that side with all of these topics that you're learning with the paranormal? Does it always agree? Do you find things that just no, like, you know what I mean? That was a mess of a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
I look as it all intertwines somewhere. That's how I sort of look at it. There's a big plan and it all connects somehow. We probably don't know how, probably never will know how, but yeah. I mean, everything exists, you know, here, there, and everywhere through God's plan. So,
yeah, as far as me, yeah, I've been a believer in Christ. I've been a Christian. I got baptized in 2001. Like I said, I work at a Christian church full time. As far as like my faith and how that comes into play, because I've had people ask, hey, how are you a Christian and you believe in whatever, shadow figures or ghosts? And I'm like, it's not actually not that hard because I believe in good and evil, you know, mm-hmm. there's good and bad, and whatever these things are, some of them are evil. So I believe in angels and demons, you know, kind of on the good and bad thing. I don't know how they came about. I don't know, you know, what they're here for, what their purpose is, whatever, if you're talking a cryptid, or if you're talking a shadow figure, a black eyed kid, all the different paranormal entities. There's too many people out there that they've experienced something, whether they're believers, you know, Christians or not, or they got another type of faith. It doesn't shake my faith, because it doesn't like, oh, well, yeah, you know, I don't believe in God now. I don't believe in Jesus. Right. Or I, you know what? I'm not going to be a Christian because I do a podcast about paranormal, or vice versa. It's, like Nate said, I think it intertwines. I think there's something there, whatever it is, God knows about it. Why
do an injustice to ourselves, not investigate it?
Yeah. Right. I do believe in spirits, you know, you know, some spirits might have a hard time just passing on. Maybe they're lingering around. You know, I do believe
energy.
I believe in heaven and hell, and I do believe that when I die, I'm going to be in heaven with, you know, but it's that in between. Who knows? Maybe somebody just isn't there yet, or maybe there's just an evil spirit that's, you know, they have nothing to do with. They weren't human. You know, I don't know if I answered it great, but that's kind of where I'm at with mine. You know, my faith and
yeah, no, that was perfect.
Stuff. Yeah.
I know for me, I've gone around, you know, like I said, I wanted to be a minister at 15. I lost my grandparents that when I was 15, that same year, like 8 months apart. And so it really drew me into wanting to question and wonder and find my faith. And I know since being 15, I've gone round and around with my faith and questioned and wondered. And, you know, I've looked at other religions and tried to find, you know, what my truth is, what I feel is what it really is. And I keep going back. You know, I come from a Nazarene church. That's what I was raised in, and a Christian background. And that's where I keep that's what makes sense to me, you know. And so I feel like a lot of these things help, like the guys are saying, it helps to solidify that there's something out there, and it actually helps to empower your faith. And I know I used to be where I would think I want to figure out everything. At some point I'm going to have all the truth and I'm going to have all the answers, but it's really, really hard to do that. And eventually you do have to realize, like, I may not figure it all out, but it's fun to talk about, fun to investigate and to question. God gave us the ability to question and wonder and think and extrapolate, and even him and his existence. And I think that's the beauty of it. So I think it's a cool thing. And I think it is very restrictive if we don't push those boundaries and think about it. And because that's what we're here for. We're here to learn and laugh and have fun and enjoy each other. But to learn about each other, ourselves, and the universe that we're in. So I think it's a cool thing.
You know, Kristen, we just did our 100th episode, and it was on the Skinwalker Ranch. And I cannot remember the guy's name, but it was on the website. And the guy said, we're not here to believe, we're not here to disbelieve, but we are here to observe. And I thought that was perfect. You know,
it's a good way.
That was a good statement. Yeah. So,
yeah. I love that. Yeah. I'll have to get that quote later. Write it down. That's awesome. All right. So it's going to feel like a hard veer left. We are going to be running up against time, but I want to ask you, because you guys asked me last time about a local cryptid of mine. So I'm turning the question back around at you. Okay. Teach me about a local cryptid.
I used to live in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and there was it's called the Crawfordsville Monster. It's even in Wikipedia. I lived there and I didn't even know about it at the time, but we did an episode about Indiana monsters. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more than I ever thought, from like this humongous turtle that's up in
Indiana Sasquatch.
Yeah, there's all kind of, but and they're it's interesting. There's swamp monsters and all or mermaid swamp or river mermaids or something or other. That seems a little silly to me. But the Crawfordsville Monster is interesting because they're really legitimate, like, reports. And it was this big glob that a few people saw in the sky, and it had it looked like some kind of an alien being in the sky, and it looked to be in pain by the reports. And it had what they consider, it was some kind of a red, like, mouth or eyes or whatever. And then it looked like a tail. It's like a serpent in the sky kind of thing. And I had no, like I said, I live there and I'd never heard of it. And I've, you know, but this is something, I think it happened in, the sighting started in like the late 1800s. And then they had some in the 1900s, but yeah, it was this is called the Crawfordsville Monster. And it was just very bizarre because, like I said, the people who reported it are just like we're talking about. People don't talk about these things unless they have a reason to. And it was really like, my gosh, we really did see this. And it was in the sky, whether it was some kind of a craft or whether it was a ghost of some kind or whether it was just, you know, back then you wouldn't think they would be, you know, high as a kite or whatever, you know, who knows, but several people saw it and it wasn't, you know, it was separate sightings. So, but it's, like I said, it is one of the Indiana cryptids or monsters out there that is unexplained. They never could figure out exactly what this thing was and why people were seeing it.
Wow. That's new to me. I'd never heard about that before.
I live there. Solid year anyway.
Yeah.
Man, and you know what, as far as people maybe or maybe not being high back then, I mean, they used to have cocaine in the cough syrup, so I don't know, but
that's a fair point.
But it doesn't speak to a vast thousands upon thousands of sightings of things in the sky, you know, aerial phenomena, as you know, like this season, I am talking about aliens and UFOs. So I'm just like all about, you know, stories like that. I'm like, ooh, 1800s, you say. But on that note, and then I think we will take it to a close here in a bit, but you have spoken about aliens here and there throughout your show. You did a really fabulous two-part episode on aliens, round about the middle. That was a favorite one of mine. And you also covered like Battle of Los Angeles early on. And of course you just did Skinwalker. Now I apologize because I could not tell between the voices at the time, but one of you is not so much an alien guy.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not much of a cryptid or an alien guy.
No cryptids, no alien. Okay. All right. Well, having covered these subjects over the course of the last 2 years, what are your general thoughts on aliens, unidentified flying objects, UAPs, that world? What are your thoughts now?
I'll start. I think since we've done our podcast, since I haven't been a big alien guy, especially after the two-parter and then in the Battle of LA, I'm leaning towards there is something. Because I honestly, until the podcast, I was like, I don't think there is. I don't think there is an alien type craft that's flying around. And I'm probably 60-40, 70-30 now, you know, where I used to be 10% chance, maybe, you know, like, okay, it's plausible, I guess, but not much into it. And so just, you know, you do research or you read these stories or you read these personal experiences from people that they've seen something that where they've experienced something. And, you know, a lot of times we say, when we did the Gary Hell House, you know, there's professionals, you know, police officers, firefighters, nurses, you know, putting their careers on the line and their reputations. Well, you know, the more I hear people doing that and I'm like, okay, you know, they've got something to lose. I kind of buy into a little bit more. So, yeah, I think there is something. I think there is. I think, you know, leaning towards it, I'll say.
Nate, Sean, your opinions changed at all?
Me?
No.
Or, Nate, Sean, sometimes we get Nate, linked together.
Yeah. Yeah. Jonathan.
Jonathan.
I've always believed in some sort of alien life form. I like the whole aspect of the universe is so big, you can't even fathom how big and how in that entirety of the universe are we the only living beings around? I don't know. By odds and statistics, I just can't see that. Now, do they have far superior technology than what we have to be able to travel that distance to us? I don't know. Yet to be seen. There are accounts of alien abductions and sightings of alien craft, but I haven't personally seen it yet, so it's still up in the air as far as can they travel here. I know we can't there, so yeah, it's just very intriguing to me that the whole alien concept. So I've always thought there's something out there.
Yeah, I mean, I it's a sticking point for me with the, it's weird because I can separate the subject of UFOs from the subject of aliens and think these might be two separate subjects. Like I can separate that very easily. And the subject of aliens is still a sticking point to me, but I have to agree with you, Nate, that, I mean, the universe is just so unimaginably big. And, you know, from the span of the beginning of time all the way to the end of time, we're it. Like, this is it. We're the best that, that, you know, is going to happen. Like, so yeah, it's, I think you're right with the odds and such. Like, the odds are, we are not alone, you know, as far as how intelligent something else may be. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. What about you, Sean?
I think that we are in an intergalactic playground or college learning, whatever you want to call it. And we are, at least as far as Earth, we might be the last ones to catch up. We truly are trying to, you know, raise our vibration, whatever. But I see it as more, aliens potentially could be more of a spiritually based entity. And like I said, we're just not quite ready. I think I know you're covering a lot of the interesting, like, I've been watching it closely too. That was never like main news, you know, like alien sightings and the White House saying, no, this isn't aliens. It's like when the White House is saying this isn't aliens, we got trouble. But it's like, oh crap, this might actually be aliens. But the thing is, I look for trickery in some of that stuff. And like you're saying, there's definitely a difference. You have to be careful because there's easily could be this, a lot of times could be military based or countries fighting each other and all this kind of stuff. And we could get in the middle of that kind of ridiculousness. So I don't get too excited about that, but I really think that whatever's out there is a higher level being and sees it a lot clearer than we do. It's that they don't, I'm sure, I hope anyway, don't see the need for war and disease and all these things. And they're out there trying to be very patient with us in the universe. At least I hope so. That is, yeah. I believe where there's life, there's hope. That's a big thing for me. And so I look at that way, because otherwise we become into this Hollywood movie where it just all goes down the drain and it's the world. And I just don't see it that way. I think there's goodness out there. I think there's more goodness out there in the universe than there's not. So the beings that would be out there, in my opinion, would be altruistic.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope so. I don't like that threat narrative at all.
Welcome to Earth. Right.
Yeah, and that Skinwalker Ranch, it's crazy.
That might be the episode. That might be the truth. We just need to figure that thing out.
We talked about maybe we were going to do a two-parter, and I was like, well, let's just do a longer one-parter. Honestly, we could probably do seven parts. I mean, it's just never-ending stories and occurrences that are crazy. It's very, very crazy from what was like alien, werewolves,
ghosts,
or dogmen. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Anything and everything out there. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that speaks more subjectively to some place like Skinwalker Ranch, where it's obviously so powerful. There's a lot of energy there that all these different, like what we think of as like separate compartmentalized aspects of the paranormal, they're all there. So, you know, they're congruently there. So it's crazy. Yeah, there's so much to cover there.
Yeah, they're having a party, and that's the center. The hangout.
Or the portal. That's where they're coming in.
That's right.
All right. Wow. That time has gone by really fast. It always does. But we are nearing the end, where I like to throw some rapid fire questions at you. Some of these are thinkers. I've just got a couple prepared for you. And the first one is going to be each individually. I just want to know your individual thoughts. And then I've got a shared one here for you. All right. So first question, you pass away. For argument's sake, you are an earthbound ghost. What ghostly stereotype do you fully intend to carry out?
I'm going to haunt my wife and kids.
Yay! Stereotype. I'm definitely going to be, since I like to talk, I'm going to be what that ghost that's going to be constantly yapping. You're going to hear my voice. You're going to be like, talk about Whispers of State. I'm going to be in people's ears. I'm going to be making noise. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to be malevolent. I'm going to be nice. But I'll definitely, and I like to play pranks.
Right.
Yeah, so we do that all the time at work, and that's what I'll be. I'll be a trickster. Nothing negative, and then I'll be constantly, people like, did you hear that guy? Or did you hear that voice? Sounds like I heard a man's voice. Yeah, that's my answer.
I'd definitely be the mischievous one. I'd hide car keys and move things.
That's fun.
It's got to be fun, you right? I mean, you don't have all the powers that you used to, physical capabilities. It's got to be fun to do that.
Walk through walls, right?
That's yeah.
Make an entrance.
Close the door on me. I'll just go right through.
Yeah. Try to keep me out, right?
All right. That's awesome. All right. So this one, y'all can kind of gather here on this answer. So you guys are obviously buddies. You're good friends. Mm-hmm. You're very agreeable with each other on the show. When are you disagreeable?
Oh, that's a good question.
Any time off the show.
We've hammered out beforehand.
Yeah.
Honestly, we really don't get along. I'm sorry. We get along. The only time that we ever kind of butt heads is when we like put something out. We try really hard not to be to talk too much about religion and politics. Mm. And anytime we feel like we've gotten a little bit too far into something that's it really like singles out somebody and our listeners, we have really come together and you know, tried to hammer that out. But that's the only time that we really have like open, like not disagreements necessarily. It's just like a, hey, we probably need to look at this.
Yeah.
But honestly, this is so much fun that we really don't.
What you're getting here is how we interact. We don't butt heads too much.
No, like politics and all that it's okay. But if you want to listen to politics and listen to a political podcast, or if you want social issues or whatever, you know,
yeah,
that's not what we're here for. Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to hear my opinion on whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I like political interactions and all that, and I on social media and all that. But I'll go to a specific site for that, or a specific somebody's Instagram account if I want that. So the same with us. We don't want to talk about, you know, anything that's going to single out anybody, make anybody feel bad, where they live, where they came from, what their background is, what their current circumstance is. We're here to have fun, take a break from that. We want to make people laugh, smile, and escape for an hour or 30 minutes on our minis, you know, and just talk about fun, creepy stuff, you know. And then if we help out in the mental health world, that's even better.
It really is the spirit of our show, is coming together to take a break from reality and pain and misfortunes and sadness and the stresses of the world. So that's why you get us. That's what we're looking for when we're there. You know, we all have, it's just like anything else, you want to put on a good face because you don't want to be that person coming in and going, well, my day was awful, and we'll talk about this a little bit, you know. We try to get that out before we record. So if we need a little bit of time to vent or talk about how our day's gone, but then we jump in and we still will share some of those aspects of our life. But yeah, it really is. There's this feeling of like, let's bring something that we can enjoy and then other people want to congregate and be part of. So yeah, we are pretty agreeable with each other.
That's I would think the only, and other than the, we might go, you know what, we might have to take that out or edit or whatever. But, you know, like I said, Nate, he's a big, like Bigfoot and cryptid guy. And I know Sean and him like the aliens. I'm not so much, you know, so it's not a disagreement, but it's like, we have our own favorite things, you know, as far as a paranormal, you know. It's not a disagreement, but it's, I like, you know, I'm big into shadow figures and demons and ghosts more, you know, that type of thing. And Sean might be into whatever, and, you know, and then Nate. So
we always try to make sure it goes to the creepy too. Yeah. You know, that's what we always want to have, a paranormal or creepy aspect to the things that we're talking about.
And Sean's a big history guy. He loves history.
I do.
And I have, in doing this podcast, I have grasped the history of it too. You know, the historical part, because whether something's real or not, whether it's this place is really haunted or not, or they have this going on, but you know what, it's a real place. And back in the 1800s, this family lived in this house, you know, so it's a real location and it's a real structure. Now, what goes on in it, who knows, you know, that's up to the person listening. But it's fun though. We talk about all these historical places and in different times and decades. Yeah. So that's another fun part that I've latched onto.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And you know what, maybe that's why y'all work so well together. You know how that the old adage, opposites attract, where, you know, each of you have your strongholds and you're able to just kind of have this continual, you know, round table discussion about it all, and you know, stand up and say you know what you know, and you're just sharing, just a constant sharing discussion.
Yeah,
Triforce.
Yeah.
Well, you're pulling it off nicely, my dudes.
They put up with you because they don't know how to operate the sound equipment.
Kristen, Sean, and I have missed what, maybe two or three a piece. You know,
a piece,
I was sick one time. He was sick, or had to miss one because of work or whatever. This guy
perfect attendance
because he has to. He's like, give me a break sometime.
There's no show dropped. It's because I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd be in real trouble if you get sick, Nate.
Nate's like, all you have to do is just push these buttons. And Sean and I are like, no, that's not all it is. It's no, we don't believe you.
No, if I didn't do the exact same thing every single time, I would be in trouble because I lost my sound guy like 6 months ago when we moved. So I'm like, nothing break. Don't break.
You do a great job.
Yeah.
Enjoy your podcast.
Same, absolutely. Well, just one more question for you, and it'll be brief, but it's a thanker. So every episode, or for most of the episodes, as far as I have heard, you near the end of it, you like to end with a title of a song, the musician and the lyrics. I will not ask you for the lyrics because that would be hard, but I would like a title of a song that you think really exemplifies you. What's that song that just really hits?
Ooh, that's a really good question. All these songs are floating through me now.
Oh gosh, I don't know. There's a lot of songs that are a part of me, you know. Man, I don't know.
Is that too hard, too much? I should have asked it at the beginning so you could think about it.
Had to stew on that one.
I got a joke that AC/DC Back in Black.
We are
the champions.
Well, we got a Van Halen guy here, we got a Beatles guy here, and we got a Kiss guy, so we got somewhere in there. But I do like
they'll make a mashup of it at some point. Yeah, those are getting good. All right,
great question. Yeah.
we'll take a mashup of all three of those. And or We Are the Champions. I love that. Because you guys are. All right.
Don't stop believing.
Very good.
Right. Don't stop believing.
Time. I'll get them out.
Oh, God. y'all rock so much. So it seems like every time I tune into your shows, you guys are always prepping for some live event, some live show, something. What have you guys got coming up next?
We are excited to announce, well, we have on our show, but April 22nd, we will be at the Indiana State Sanatorium, which we were there back in, was October, November?
November, right? Yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago, and we love the place. And so we're going to do on location, meaning we're going to be there during the operational hours. We're going to be recording some episodes. People can come out. We're going to also do an investigation afterwards. But people can come out, see us. We're going to have some giveaways. It's going to be really fun. It's only $25 to come out. You have from 10 to 5.
It's in Rockville.
Rockville, Indiana, about an hour west of us here in Plainfield. We've got that going on April 22nd. And then we've got a couple other things. We just haven't nailed the dates down, but we have two or three possible other on locations. May 20th, we're going to be with Jerry and Tracy, the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show at the Boone County Distillery Jail in Lebanon, Indiana. For a live show in the Tragedy of Cinema. That's going to be fun. And then we have our first live show scheduled, Kristen, next October, October 7th. We are going to be obviously the main headliner, but we have Aaron Egnatz, friend of ours, the investigator, and Micah Campbell, who is a paranormal author. And we've had them both on a couple of times, and they're going to be our special guests, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have food and merch and giveaways and then talk about the creepy stuff. And so we're really excited. It's going to be in Danville, Indiana, which is just 15 minutes from here. And we've got some fun things planned for 2023. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, you guys are busy. Oh my God, where do you find the energy?
And the time, right?
I don't know really, but.
We have really good wives.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Our wives are so supportive, but it gets us out of the house. And so anything we can plan other than just the recording, if they're like, yeah, do some on location.
Oh,
do some
sure. Yeah.
Go do your thing. Your paranormal thing. Yeah, gives them a break too. Right. But no, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to the things we've got coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I will definitely post, any links or anything you guys can send me after we're done here. Where online can people find and follow you? Where can they listen to your show and where can they get some merch?
We have, we're on all of the social media, basically Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. TikTok or TikTokers. So we have groups and things you can join there and be part of. We do Tuesday Terror videos every Tuesday. That gets that's on, we put that on all the everything but Twitter. We can't put that on Twitter, but so that's us like sharing, you know, stories.
It's just fun stories.
Yeah, and then we talk about in those, we talk about how to get in touch with us too. But we have a email account as my or when am I saying that right?
Mako podcast.
I don't have this written in front of me here.
gmail.com.
Yeah, an email address. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So, but you can send, you know, you touch base with us, tell us how you're doing, show ideas, and order merch. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we do have merch with our logo, our new logo on it. Mm-hmm. So people can get those.
But pretty much anything and everything you can get with our logo. It's pretty interesting to know what you can order. It's yeah. I told somebody, I said, I'm working on a bathing suit for a male and speedo bathing suit and they're like, are you sure you want to do that? I thought, why not?
We joke about toilet paper and that's a bad idea. Yeah, that's horrible idea. Yeah.
I'll probably smell like hotcakes. <Probably wouldn't. laughs> That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty easy. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, I guess that is the end for us. So let's close it out. Can I hear maybe a final thought or words of wisdom, words of advice that you would like to leave with us?
One of my favorite authors, and I've said this, I've talked to him about him before, is Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he, I'll have to tell that story another time, but I ended up in his last book before he died. He died in 2015. Harrison and I, my son and I, ended up with a story in his book. And he used to say, one of his favorite quotes was, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that hit me then. And it still hits me today to try to change your perspective. We really need to, there's a lot of negativity in this world. And we really need to shift it into helping each other out, loving each other more, understanding each other more, and being tolerant. So change the way you look at things. The things you look at will change. And I think this earth and this world can get better. So shout out to him. And it really, that drives me, that idea. So I would like to leave everybody with that.
I would concur.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're struggling with mental health and you've got, you were down and depressed and you don't think you have it in, you know, anymore, just don't quit. Don't stop. Get help. Reach out to somebody. You are loved. You know, there is somebody that's going to miss you. Just hang in there. Just hang in there, because I'm here to say I've been there mm-hmm. many times, and I just held on. And then it won't get fixed right away, possibly, but just hang on and better days are to come. So just don't give in and just reach out to anybody, you know, because somebody, you're loved. You are loved even when you don't feel like it.
I like to say, don't be scared to try. Because
that's a good one.
Todd did that with this podcast, and this is where we're at now.
Yeah, right.
And I want to say, these two guys, I love them as brothers, and they're my friends, but they're also brothers from other mothers. And I wouldn't do it with anybody else. And I just appreciate these two guys for the journey that they agreed to go on with me. And yeah, we're just looking forward to what the future brings for Middle Asian Creeped Out.
As are we all, and I just appreciate what you guys do. Continue doing it, because, y'all are rocking it. And, I just adore your show. And thank you guys so much again for joining me today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. We love your show, too.
Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing. We love it.
All right. That is Sean, Todd, and Nate from Middle Aged and Creeped Out. Have a good day, you guys.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If you loved what you heard, loved my guests, want more, just head over to their page and subscribe. Hit them up on the socials to stay connected, or shoot them an email at makopodcast@gmail.com. Tell them you heard them right here and that I sent you. And if you liked today's episode, please rate and review wherever you heard it. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, click that subscribe button. I sincerely appreciate all of your support. That is a wrap on today's episode. Join me next week for an all-new one. Until then, stay safe, keep the nightlight on, and sleep with one eye open.